Time for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation this week with assistant coach Jimmy Spratt of the Force. Coach, last weekend was one that you guys played really good hockey, and you played three games in three nights. Two were at home. The third was in Sioux Falls, and you got three to two victories. I found that super interesting and odd all in one. Two were overtime victories. What would be your overall thoughts on how the weekend played out and the fact that you guys were able to gut out three really tough, down-to-the-wire type of games?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we're happy with the result. I think over this stretch, really since kind of the Christmas break, you can say, or maybe a little after that, I felt like we've probably played better than our record indicates. So it was nice to end up on the right side of the scoreboard. You know, 3-3 is never easy. So, you know, definitely gutted Sunday out for sure. So yeah, it was three hard fought games where, you know, we'll take 6 points, you know, definitely.
And I'm sure it's just business as usual for you guys, but going from sleeping in your own beds and having two home games Friday and Saturday into, I would imagine, what would be a day trip down to Sioux Falls on Sunday. How did the team adjust to that short window, playing on the road, I'm sure a quick skate, and being able to play really well on the road in Sioux Falls, of course, against a team that's second in the West right now with how that Stampede squad's playing?
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. I mean, we played Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, it's there was no ice. So Sunday morning, it's just kind of report to the rink, you know, have a meeting, get a meal, load the bus, and leave. So quick turnaround, but, you know, compared to a couple weeks ago where we had a 3-3 in three different cities, you know, it was a little bit easier, you know, being able to sleep in your own bed for the first two nights. You know, so compared to that, I guess this was a little bit easier. But, I mean, 3-3, no matter, you know, where you play them is always hard. But, you know, that's part of being a junior hockey player, and that's part of their development. And, you know, if you move on to, you know, pro hockey, especially in the minor pro ranks, you're playing 3-3 or even 4-5 quite often. So, you know, really, you know, it's kind of a mind over matter situation. And at the end of the day, usually your opponent's doing the same thing as well. So it was good to see our guys gut it out and, like I said, end up on the right side of things.
Coach, you've won your last three, and you're able to go into this weekend's games then on a streak. Was that streak and able to get those three wins last weekend a good way to kind of rebound for what had been somewhat of a tough stretch for you guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, it feels good. It's hard to, you know, play hard. Again, like I thought we had played better than our record indicates, but it's, you know, it's hard when you're not getting results. So, you know, I feel rejuvenated. I feel like the energy around the team, around the locker room feels a little more upbeat. You know, it always feels, you know, coming off of a win always, you know, feels nicer than coming off of a loss. But, you know, it feels good to get that, but certainly we got to get back to work. We've got two really hard road games against Madison, who's been on quite a tear lately. So feel good about it, but we've got a lot of work ahead.
So what's it going to take this weekend heading to Madison to get victories against the Capitals? I mean, is there anything particular you guys need to work on after this three games in 3 days that kind of stood out to you?
Well, we're going to have to defend. Looking at Madison, just looking at their box scores, I know they've scored a ton of goals lately. I think they had 8 goals in each of their last two games. I've seen some 7s and some 5s. I think they've scored like 46 goals in their last 10 games or something like that. So we're going to have to defend, but, you know, we're okay with that. I think that's kind of becoming our identity is a team that defends and a team that's going to have to win 3-1 or 3-2 or 2-1 type hockey games. So I think that's going to be most important with our team is just, you know, defending.
Well, and it looks like you guys have obviously done a very good job of that when it comes to special teams this season. Top penalty kill in the league right now based on percentage. But when you flip that around and look at the power play has been struggling a bit. Is there anything that can be done other than just maybe getting the right bounce at the right time to kind of kickstart that power play?
Yeah, I mean, we've made some adjustments. We kind of changed our, you know, our formation or our strategy, whatever you want to call it. We've kind of changed to a spread look. So I actually thought our power play looked pretty good. There weren't a ton of opportunities this past weekend, but the looks we had, it was there. So I think things can maybe be a little bit quicker, but you know, it's a new system to these players, so it's going to take time to adjust. But you know, we've made adjustments, and hopefully that'll change it.
Well, I want to stay on the ice with this question, but kind of shift away from the USHL for a second. It's kind of a two-parter. Number one, have you been watching the Four Nations tournament? And if so, what has stood out to you most about this very short type of tournament with Team USA and Team Canada, et cetera?
Well, I guess what's kind of stood out to me, I think just the competitive nature of the players. You know, it's a mid-season tournament. You might think that the players maybe don't care, but if you saw USA Canada, and we weren't able to watch it live because we were on the ice, mm-hmm. but I mean, three fights in 9 seconds, I think shows the competitive nature of these guys. And obviously they're all world-class players. So, I mean, the talent is unbelievable. And again, just the willingness and the pride that guys have for the logo or their countries that they're representing, that sticks out to me the most. And I think tonight will be fun. You know, USA Canada, if it's anything like that first game, you know, kind of bragging rights, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it, tonight will be an awesome hockey game.
Well, when you look at some of these all-star games, obviously they're usually a little bit different, less intensity. This is a very intense type of tournament. I know some of our players obviously go play in World Juniors, World Juniors Select A. There's some young players that get a chance to play in some, you know, Team Blue versus Team White in the middle of the season. As a coach now, as opposed to being a player, as a coach, do you look at those games differently and worry a little bit about the player's health, you know, and not getting injured in a tournament like that? Because obviously with a midseason tournament in the NHL, the intensity has been even more than I was expecting. But at the same time, if you're trying to make a deep playoff run, do you worry about some of your players getting hurt in these situations?
Well, for sure, and guys have gotten hurt. So I think from the coach and GM perspective, like it's always, you know, a risk when your players go on to these things. But at the same time, I think the players want to do it. And I don't even think the coaches really have a say in an event like this. I know when, you know, young players have a chance to go, you know, who are already on NHL teams and have a chance to go to World Juniors, that's a little different because it's a step down, mm-hmm. But this is, you know, something different, and it's just playing hockey. You know, you can make the same argument, you know, week 17 of the NFL and your team has, you know, you've already solidified your spot, but then you're kind of getting out of your routine, et cetera. So, I mean, injuries are a part of sports and it is what it is. And, you know, it's going to happen. So, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't overthink it, but certainly I'm sure some coaches are a little upset right now that their players, you know, are hurt.
Yeah. I don't blame those coaches at all. Just based on the fact I'm probably not 100% familiar with your playing career, have you ever played in any type of all-star game or international tournaments then?
I played in USHL all-star games. That it wasn't even a top prospect. So it was just USHL all-star game, which I thought was a cool format. It was just the best players are in. And that was it.
Yeah.
Last thing on that, the face-off, Four Nations face-off, if I can remember the name off the top of my head. When it comes to some of the American players you have, the Canadian players, whether you're looking at Matt Leahy, whoever, is there any fun rivalries that they're having or anything of that sort? Kind of the bragging rights type of thing? I know a couple of guys when the World Juniors were going on a couple of weeks ago that they were watching pretty intently. Is there any fun jarring that way in the respect of more bonding, or is it just, you know what, whenever you can watch it, they're just kind of watching it on their own merit?
Yeah, I'm sure there is, and it's weird just because it's not like the Olympics or it's a quick tournament. Like, it's only been a week, and we had three of our own games packed in during this time. So, you know, there hasn't been, I guess, enough time to kind of, I guess, get a feel for you know, what the players are doing. I'm sure tonight, I would certainly think, you know, weekday, we don't have a game. I'm sure tonight guys will get together and watch USA Canada, so that'll be fun. And we've also got, we've got a Swede on our team, and we've got two Finnish descent kids, even though they're both American. But, I'm sure there's got to be a little bit of pride and trash talking that goes with it.
Now, Coach, when it comes to, you know, watching a big-time tournament like this or just watching the NHL in general, obviously you guys are going to do a lot of film study, you know, on opponents, tendencies, maybe even looking at your own players, seeing where they can improve. Is there anything to be said about watching, like, NHL or world-class hockey that some of these junior league players can look at and say, hey, I really would like to add X, Y, or Z from this player's type of game to my, you know, tools in my toolbox? I mean, is there anything to be said about trying to pick up on little nuances that the pros show on the ice?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, definitely. And it's not, I mean, yeah, this tournament's one thing, but just NHL hockey, you know, every single night during the season, I think nowadays we kind of live in a social media era where really kids just see highlights. And I mean, highlights are cool, but that's only, you know, a very small percentage of the game. I think a lot of kids, and I, you know, these aren't my words. I hear a lot of people say that hockey IQ, you know, amongst like kind of like junior ranks, it almost seems to be a little bit lower because kids are only watching highlights. They're not watching, you know, the whole play develop or, you know, the whole game, how situations happen, you know, small details, wall play, you know, angling, little things like that where, yeah, I mean, you can watch and pick up, you know, habits all the time. So I think, you know, again, watching a full hockey game rather than just the highlights certainly helps with that. But, you know, this is a great opportunity for guys to learn.
Well, and that kind of makes me think about this is that, I mean, if you look at probably a decade or more ago, Steph Curry came into the NBA, started shooting ridiculously far behind the NBA three-point line, and now we've got more and more players that do that. And for, you know, quote-unquote, some of the basketball purists, you kind of see kids wanting to shoot like Steph Curry as opposed to working on the fundamentals. Has that been something that's kind of also happened in hockey as well? I mean, now, there's one commercial out there right now showing some of the best goals of last year's NHL season, and the player that watches the video says, ah, that's nothing, and then they show one of their highlights. So is that something that's kind of not necessarily infected NHL, but has it kind of done like what you were saying about the younger players? They see the highlights and they want to do that part as opposed to everything that goes into that play?
Yeah, exactly. I still work with you know, youth hockey. I do a lot of goalie coaching, and if I step out onto a team practice, I'll see every single kid just want to like flip the puck up on their stick and do a Michigan. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
around, they just want to get the puck on their stick and do the Michigan. It's like, okay, that's great, but how many of those goals have you ever scored? You know, probably none. So yeah, I think that's just it. They see something cool and they want to do it, and that's good. That's all fine. That's why I think the skill level is higher than ever in the NHL. But I think there's, you know, a lot more to the game than trick shots.
Yeah. And in closing with you today, Coach, since we're talking a little bit about the practice and the nuances of hockey, last week we were talking a bit with Coach Skinner about the intentionality of practices, playing on clean sheets of ice versus dirtier sheets of ice with the imperfections later on in the day. And you had mentioned about how there are so many highlights out there, but maybe there isn't as much intentionality with watching the whole game at times and learning the boards, learning the different way that the puck gets bounced off of the boards or off of the iron or the net or anything of that sort. So how important is it to be intentional in those smaller nuances of the game that most people don't see or recognize when the lights are shining bright, but when the lights are dim, so that you guys are able to be successful on the ice when you're in the actual heat of action?
Yeah, I think that's a good lesson. Like I said, you get to a certain level, you know, whether it be juniors, college, everyone's good. Everyone can skate, everyone can shoot, everyone can pass, but it's, you know, it's the smaller details. It's, you know, being able to play a 200-foot game. It's, you know, winning your 50-50 battles. It's having good stick detail, all the little nuances. Like, that's what separates the difference from, you know, junior to college, college to minor pro, and minor pro to the NHL. It's the guys who are great at the smaller things that separate them.